Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On Twitter, a lot of our Democratic elected officials are commending what happened yesterday, but they're leaving out the word Trump. You know, it's been several years, Charlie, since Twitter went from 140 characters to 280. They can put five more letters in there, but they just can't. I know.
Oh, what you know, Joe?
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor.
Well, Joe Concha, I'm so glad to talk to you today. Author of The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. Are you writing a new book? Can you even talk about that? I don't know. I should have checked with you first. But like the books write themselves these days, don't they?
They do. And I am writing a new book. And I actually was just working on a chapter before. It's a working title. Basically, 99 Americans we could all do without.
Oh, just 99?
Just I know. I had to condense it. But I mean, there are just so many to choose from. I mean, I honestly like in one afternoon just taking a hike. Like, put together the whole 99. Like, it didn't even take much thought. So I appreciate that. It'll be out probably next spring.
Okay. Well, I love it. And, you know, I think about, I've talked a lot about your book. It's a great, I have not talked to Joe about this before I'm giving this promotion of his book, because this is genuine from the heart. When I was in Washington, D.C. and went to the White House at the end of April, I had some mm-hmm. time to kill, and I was walking around the Mall, and, you know, in the shadow of the Capitol and the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial, and I was listening to you read your book, and it is a historical document. It is so important for people to understand that yesterday, while we were watching President Trump negotiate peace that was basically non-negotiable up until that point.
Oh yeah.
What we had to go through to get to the moment where we could say President Trump again when he was the active president. Your book is so important for people to remember. But what do you think about the success he's had in less than 9 months in office?
That's the thing, less than 9 months. This does not feel like a pregnancy. This feels like, you know, like 4 years have gone by since this guy was elected. I mean, every day is just dizzying. And I just can't believe that, like a CNN, for example, they can't even draw like 500,000 viewers in primetime, despite Donald Trump being in office and every day something crazy, you know, or good or both happening. So, yeah, historical document. I appreciate that. I hope you laughed as well. There's
yes.
several funny anecdotes in that. My wife listened to the book as well. So the audio thing, I guess I have to keep doing because that's the only way I'll get her to read it.
Definitely. By the way, all four of my pregnancies felt each like they were 4 years long.
You have four kids, Annie?
Yeah, I have four kids. Yeah.
Wow.
Oldest is 15. Youngest is four. My life is
15 and four.
Full. Yes, for sure.
But man.
When I think about what this president is doing, and today I want to partner Donald Trump's successes with Charlie Kirk's birthday and the acknowledgement he's getting today, because the political world seems to be, no pun intended, being made right once again. But
but
Charlie Kirk and what he has done as a parent, I'm talking as a mom now, what he has done to give our American culture hope going forward, just by being willing to say some basic truths out loud that a lot of conservatives have been shamed into just being quiet. Most people, I still think, have a common sense about them. But Charlie Kirk made it okay to be different than what the left screams you have to be. It's such a pivotal moment in time. I know you've got kids that are kind of similar in age to mine. How do you reflect on all of this as a dad?
Wow. What a great question. Charlie's going to get the Medal of Freedom at 4 o'clock today at the White House in honor of, obviously, 31 years. I mean, you want to talk about someone who packed a lot in the 31 years, particularly since he was 18 and started Turning Point USA and guided by his faith. And, you know, you look at like any silver lining like of this horrific execution that we witnessed in September, and that is that more than 140,000 chapter requests now for Turning Point USA throughout the country. So, you know, I had to explain to my kids what happened because I was on the air a lot, obviously, during that week. Yeah. I can't say I was like good friends with Charlie because like he's in Arizona, I'm in New Jersey. We'd run into each other at Fox News green rooms, the Republican, you know, National Convention, that sort of thing. So obviously we were cordial, friendly, had some great conversations, but I can't say like, oh, I was close to Charlie or anything like that. But I just feel for Erica so much that, you know, her little 3-year-old daughter, you know, said, you know, when's daddy coming home? And she says, well, he's on a work trip with Jesus right now. Like, what else do you say? Oh. So I don't quite know how to answer your question, Annie. I think just in the end, I just tell my kids, just, you know, show respect for people the way you'd want to be respected and always be open to different ideas and debate. And that's what Charlie was. He called people up at his rallies to debate him. The ones that disagreed the most, those were the folks that he wanted to talk to first. So he embraced the First Amendment completely. And then obviously, I mean, being shot in the neck the way he does, it was, you know, in the throat. I mean, that was just so typical of the violence that we're seeing primarily from the left. I don't want to make this political, but all I know is Donald Trump was nearly assassinated twice. Charlie Kirk was executed, and we see what happened with Tesla dealerships and the like.
Yeah.
This is what the left does. They don't want to debate. They want to destroy. And I just hate the direction this country is going in because it only feels like it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, I completely agree. And you got to be attuned to what's going on, you know, politically. It seems as though as the moderate, the people who are willing to kind of just even peek around the corner, like Donald Trump keeps doing good things and winning and really following through. None of this should be a surprise. Donald Trump gave us a list of things he wanted to do when he became president, and he's blowing through that list of things that he wants to do. He told us this is what's going to happen. And I think people are realizing that maybe he's not as scary as they've been made out, as they've made him out to be. But at the same time, those people who are still clinging bitterly to this idea that he's the orange man baddest, they seem to be getting angrier and angrier and louder, even though I do believe that they are becoming fewer.
No, I agree with you on that. And it's funny because on the book that you mentioned, the greatest comeback ever, I went with the picture of Donald Trump at McDonald's, right, waving goodbye at a drive-thru. And when I showed the president, you know, when the book first, like the cover was completed, I was at Mar-a-Lago on New Year's Eve. And I said, oh, by the way, the cover just came out like yesterday, and I'd love to show it to you. And he's like, wow. He goes, I bet that they told you to go with the assassination photo with the blood on my face. I go, well, yeah, they did. But I thought like this was more indicative of the campaign because they try to paint you as this fascist, Nazi, Hitler kind of guy. But at last check, Adolf probably didn't work the drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Through at McDonald's, right? Like, in other words,
serving French fries.
Yes, serving French fries, right? And waving and smiling. Like, he defies the caricature every time. He's this billionaire, but yet he's totally relatable. He's a funny guy. So, I think in the end, just imagine if Kamala Harris was president. Let's put it that way, because you see this book tour going on, and it's worse than you could possibly imagine in terms of it being a train wreck. Imagine her running the country right now. She mm-hmm. wouldn't run. It would be all these faceless people that ran Biden. It would be the same thing with Kamala. So, we literally dodged a bullet with Donald Trump being reelected again. And all I know is that he's doing exactly what he said he would do. And some people may disagree with it, but I'm sorry. I like a closed border. I like the fact that we have a country now that puts America first again. And overall, you know, I know the tariff thing, it's going to be shaky for a while, but in the end, I think it's going to be ultimately good. So here we are. And Donald Trump said something like 48% approval, which in this modern time is pretty high.
Yeah,
hard to get above 50 anymore. Rasmussen has him at 51, but yeah, that's where we're at.
Do you still grade President Trump? You look at the polls and stuff. Do you still kind of grade him on a curve? These polls don't generally they never lean Trump. They never err on the side of Trump. Of course, do you still have a curve for him when you read all these different numbers?
Add 5 points. Yeah, it's always add 5 points. It was during the campaign, and now it is here. The fact that he achieved peace in Gaza, where you even have Stephen Colbert kind of sort of praising him, MSNBC, Washington Post. He's exceeding expectations, I think, in many people's minds. And again, what is the Democrats' alternative? Like, who are you going to run? You're going to run AOC, right? She's an adolescent, right, that plays on TikTok a lot. Like, that's your candidate? Or is it Gavin Newsom, who obviously just whatever way the wind is blowing, he will say whatever it takes to be elected. He's not authentic. So, yeah, I think J.D. Vance is very well set up in 2028. A Vance Rubio ticket would be very formidable. And I'd be very curious to see who the Democrats end up nominating. But if it's Gavin Newsom and you want the country to be like California, all right, roll the dice, take your chances. I'm pretty sure no one wants that.
Yeah, they're leaving California in droves. I want to ask you about New Jersey because I know you're from there. Watching these races in these years get a lot more national attention than, I live in Illinois. J.B. Pritzker is running for a third term. He says no kings, too. I think that's kind of funny. Chitterelli is, I saw within the, it was like 4 points out, which might be in the margin of error. But I heard on Outnumbered today that in the last election, did Chitterelli run last time? Is this his second time?
He did. He ran 4 years ago and lost by 2 points when people thought he would lose by 15, 16.
So his polling, he actually did 5 points better. You just said, add 5 points to Donald Trump. On Outnumbered, they said today that he actually finished 5 points better than he was polling. So that would put him in a razor-thin lead right now in New Jersey. Can he pull off this governor race and a Republican be the governor of New Jersey?
Absolutely. I think that is definitely a possibility. You look at Joe Biden won, New Jersey by 16 points in 2020. And then Kamala Harris won by about five in 2024. That's an 11-point difference. I think in the end that Jack Chitterelli has all the momentum right now because Mikey Sherrill, who's the Democrat, she's like a Memdani. She's almost a communist in terms of all the things she wants. She wants girls playing against boys in sports. She can't explain, and again, this goes across party lines, she made $7 million in the stock market 3 years after being elected into Congress, where she was on the Armed Services Committee and was trading in defense stocks like Raytheon and Honeywell, and I could go down to General Dynamics. And so she can't explain that. She didn't walk with her class during her graduation at the Naval Academy because of a cheating scandal, yet she refuses to release her disciplinary transcript as far as why did that happen exactly. So overall, she's for raising taxes, women playing against men in sports, and I think New Jersey, I think we've had enough. I mean, you talk about like moving out of New York. U-Haul is going to run out of trucks in terms of people moving out of New Jersey for places like Tennessee and Texas and Georgia and Florida, because those are just better places to live based on the taxes alone. So I think that Jack has a really good shot here, and he's a common sense guy, authentic. That's the thing. And Mikey Sherrill right now, she was up by 20 points in June, and now that's been basically completely erased. It's not how you start, it's how you finish, Annie.
And every vote counts. Does Donald Trump, does he make a trip to New Jersey, does that help a point? Does it hurt a point?
I wonder, right? Because he hasn't come here at this point. So you wonder if it's like a Glenn Youngkin kind of situation where Youngkin won in Virginia, despite Trump not campaigning with him.
Right.
So you wonder, like, will that energize the other side or will that help Jack Chitarelli? Trump has endorsed him, so that's good for Jack. But at the same time, campaigning with him, I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's the type of thing like, look, let's not rock the boat. We could win this thing right now. And it's weird because Trump is, you know, the sitting president and is very popular in New Jersey, I would think. But maybe they think, OK, let's not give the other side some sort of talking point to go with there, Annie.
It's not how you start. It's how you finish. And it looks like Jack is well on his way to a potentially strong finish. So we will watch. Everybody's paying attention. Joe Concha, we always appreciate you. Thanks for being with us today.
Four kids. Your husband, the super sperm. Good for him. I mean, that's very, very impressive.
Yes, let's please commend my husband in the bearing of four children here.
Yes.
He's going to love to hear this. He's going to be rolling. We'll talk to you again
soon. Tell him I
said hi. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eddie. Bye.
I might. I'll see how that goes. Super sperm. Okay. Wait till someone's going to text that. I think I might be turning a little red here right now. Wait until someone texts my husband about that, and they'll probably just text him that word. And he's going to go, oh, gosh, what happened? What happened? I don't know. Joe Concha happened. You can't contain that, man. Get his book. Seriously, think about it. Get his book for a Christmas gift for your Trump fan out there. It is, I refer to it as a historical document because it is an accounting of things that I covered day to day while all of this was going on right here on the Annie Fry Show, right here on the Fox News radio affiliate in St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk. And as he was telling the story from each and everything that happened during that campaign, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's right. Oh my gosh, that's right. And I was remembering all of these things. And you're like reading this book going, oh my gosh, how's this going to end? Well, we know the ending, but he walks you all the way up to it. And it is quite something. The book is called The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big, Beautiful Campaign. And you can get it now. Highly recommend. And as he said, it's got the McDonald's drive-thru photo on it. So it displays wonderfully in your home or in your office. If you're like one of those troublemakers, just get that book up just to put in the back of your office just for people to walk by. You could be that person. All right, let's take a quick break. The YouTube poll, I want to remind you to go vote among U.S. presidents. How great is President Donald Trump? America's best president. Top five, top 10, or he's not great at all, Annie. What are you talking about? Go vote at youtube.com/@AnnieFry. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.